You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Happy Tuesday morning here.
That's right.
WGR. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here, following a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Had a blast. Had a little bit of a family cookout yesterday, which went well.
Again, it's in the ancient texts.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones goes into his next movie, and the ancient text of Memorial Day great weather is what he's looking for this time. Beautiful. It belongs in a museum.
By the way, Chili Cheese Dogs, they have got a special place in my heart.
All right, Sonic.
They really do. They really do. They really do. So good.
All right. So, Derek Kramer here apparently with Sonic the Hedgehog. Can you go fast?
Did you have any Memorial Day plans? Or you just hang out?
Oddly enough, one of our friends was in from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to bother us again later this week.
Nice.
You know that. Other than that, no. I think I was just worn down from, Bandit Saturday.
Yeah.
I drove to Rochester for the Amherst mm-hmm. watch party on Sunday. That did not go well.
No.
And then I had to drive back down the 90, sulkingly so. So, it turned into Monday was just
hanging out.
Kicking back.
It's a good way to handle a three-day weekend.
Yes.
That third day, just be like, you know what? I'm going to prepare for the work week.
That's exactly what I did. I shut it down.
Yep. You're going to shut it down. We're going to kick up, watch the movies.
I'm done.
Relax.
I'm done, and we're dealing with that.
There we go. Now it's Tuesday morning. It's beautiful outside. I think, though, the rest of this week's supposed to be a little rainy.
Taking a beagle for a yelling walk, and then and then after that, just nothing.
There you go.
That was my Monday.
Today, though, we don't have nothing. We do have Bills OTAs.
Yes,
today,
we do.
We are going to be hearing from Bills head coach Sean McDermott in the 11 o'clock hour, hopefully right at 11. We'll be hearing from Sal Capaccio here in the next 15 minutes to kind of set the scene for us over at One Bills Drive. I'm excited. The only problem I have with this, Derek, is that we're going to be a little busy the next 2-3 weeks with OTAs, mandatory mini camps coming up at the middle of June-ish.
Say it like it's a bad thing.
And then July happens.
Hang on. July has a great start, though. NHL
free agency. July has a wonderful start, yes.
We'll have plenty of opportunity to disclose why or how the Sabres are going to drive us up a wall this time. Mm-hmm. Or Sabres actually signed Mitch Marner, and we have something to talk about for the entire month of July.
See, I like that you're taking that, because my thought was July 1st will happen. I believe it's a Tuesday, so it's the worst day of the week.
And so today?
Then, yeah. Well, today is more of a Monday Tuesday. Tuesday is typically the worst day of the week. I don't have to get into this. Just know.
This is a discussion for the month of July.
Yes. But just know my thoughts. Tuesday is significantly the worst day of the week. I don't even think it's particularly close. But neither here nor there. I am fully prepared for the Sabres to do not nothing, but close to not any ground-shaking moves. just enough where you're like, okay, I mean, they participated.
If
so that by July 5th, say that the Sabres we're like
are,
done.
Say that the Sabres are shown, like there's a picture of Kevin Adams and or Terry Pegula in Toronto.
Yeah.
I have 2 days worth of talk right there.
I was going to say, I kind of just need the Elliot Friedman tweet and or podcast spot.
I need Kevin Weeks selfie with only nose up. And in the background is Terry Pegula and Kevin Adams walking in Toronto.
See, but like that.
That's all I need.
That would get me for an entire week until something is like definitively shut down. I just need the Elliot Friedman, hey, the Sabres are interested in Mitch Marner and he's taking their phone calls.
Yes.
And I'd be like, I'm in. That's next week. I'm done.
I need the tweet from any reporter saying they're in Toronto.
That's it. That's all I need.
That's it.
But I'm not anticipating it. So for me, July is going to be what I can only imagine is hell.
So the thing is that's mid to late July. There's a difference. Because then late July, right at the tail end of it, training camp starts.
That is right. That is right.
So it is probably about 2.5 weeks in July where, you know, we are bracing for impact effectively. We could talk about Tuesdays and why you hate them. But until then.
It's list season right there, baby.
But until
let's rank the days of the week worst to best.
But until then, we're not there.
No.
And it starts right now with OTAs. I do want to talk to you in the next segment about Zach's first trip to Bandit Land.
Yes, I want to talk about the Bandits. I really do. That was so much fun.
And we had a very good showing of several of ours, WBEN, Zach Penkew, Brayton Wilson, Arjun Kelly. They were all there and very much prevalent within the press box. You were in the arena. I was watching on TV. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But Bills, OTA, showing up here. And there's one thing I'm lamenting about OTA starting.
Mm-hmm.
If James Cook's not there, somebody's going to make it a bigger deal than it doesn't have to be.
Yep. Well, at least we do have rosters with numbers. James Cook is listed there with 4.
Yeah. So, ready? If he's not there, this is your public service announcement officially, okay, from Kramer and Jones. If James Cook's not there for OTAs, don't freak out.
No, I think the only time I would, and I'll be honest, the only time I would get worried is mandatory minicamp and or training camp.
Training camp even more so than minicamp.
Well, but mandatory minicamp, it'll be, okay, he's being fined now because he's not there. He's got a year left on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And we're not even there. I think even Cook is somewhat kind of loyalty to the crest. He's got a year left on his deal. We'll worry about this.
It does seem like he's just going to play it out.
And that's the thing is it got a lot of legs because it's
off-season stuff.
And he pointed to a number that was a bit more aggressive than most of us wanted. And that was it.
But that's all he's done is say – hey, this sounds neat, effectively. Hey, I want to get this kind of money. Yeah, me too, man.
I'd also love $20 million.
Yeah.
I'm with him. I get it.
He's like every person ever, like except for NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, because they're like $20 million.
Come on.
It's chump change. Do it again.
Or wide receivers at this point.
Wide receivers at this point too, yep.
So that's all he really did. He hasn't said he's going to hold out or that he's actively looking to hold out for a new contract or he's not going to play without an extension. All he's saying is, yeah, $20 million sounds pretty dope.
That's it.
Which is words that almost everybody would live by.
Yeah.
Congratulations, James Cook, on being a human being.
I can't really fault him. But yeah, I mean, like, I guess it's almost the frustrating thing with the Bills, but it's why we've talked about why they're so good to be on Hard Knocks this year. There isn't much to derail them. There really isn't. It's a great culture. The team really likes each other. They've all really embraced, and I think this was something maybe last year some of us were somewhat leery about, not just production-wise, but also how are the wide receivers going to handle everybody eats? Well, a year later, they love it. And everyone is wearing hats about it, and they're all chirping about how much they like it. Elijah Moore is brought into the Bills, and he can't stop talking positively about the mindset of everybody eats. There just really isn't much that can derail them. I was thinking about it this
weekend. Oddly enough, the thing that could derail them is a number one type wide receiver.
It honestly could. Honestly.
Like that's the only thing that could really derail that mentality because to be a number one wide receiver in an upper echelon of the position in the league – you are oftentimes in demand for targets.
And you're a volume guy.
Like, you're a volume guy.
You do your best work in volume.
You do not like the idea of everybody eating. Mm. And so wide receivers that are trying to get a little increase in their pay or be looked at around nationally or even just trying to find a bigger role for themselves, like Elijah Moore. He hasn't necessarily had the greatest of roles
so excited
ever since being drafted by the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He gets drafted by the Jets. He ends up playing with the Browns with that quarterback room. Yeah, I really love the idea of I get a chance at the pie too.
He had 61 catches last year with that quarterback room. Like, are you telling me he's not going to at least somewhat help them out?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's one of those kick the tires ideas that should work, ideally. And, you know, they've had a couple of those that they didn't. Most notably, Jamison Crowder. But that had a little bit of injury woes into it.
Trent Sherfield and Deontay Hardy I'm like, what happened there?
But also, I feel like there was a little less notoriety with them.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like people will say the Emmanuel Sanders signing was kind of a flop. And I say absolutely not. Because even with injury, he was still your number two wide receiver comfortably.
He's still very productive.
And he was
productive. I shouldn't say very productive.
Yeah, but he was comfortably your second wide receiver still. And then he gets hurt and Gabe Davis is able to start making plays. But this sounds more like the Sanders idea of Moore has a little bit of like still a little bit of name power in there. He had 60 catches with Cleveland last year, which is just brilliant. That is one of those. It's a John Brown.
I think Greg Thompson cover Beasley. One. Greg Thompson
player
a cover
with
one
somewhat recognizable name.
Yeah.
With decent with production that you could kind of see like it makes sense, and then you plug him into Buffalo.
Yeah.
Crowder was productive throughout his entire career when he came here, and then he got hurt, and then it just didn't really stick when he tried to return to the lineup, and they ultimately release him in season. Moore sounds more like the true, you were underutilized for your skill level and your talent, and we have an opportunity to wake that up. That is more akin to Brown or Beasley. Not Sherfield or Hardy, where it's maybe there's something here, like Isaiah McKenzie when we unlocked that for a couple of years. That was a fun little ride. That's not this. This sounds more like the John Brown sort of thing. Sanders is an island of his own because Sanders was something. A very consistent wide receiver throughout his career.
And when he was brought into, it was like, oh, here's this bona fide guy coming in to try to win a title with you.
Yes.
Like it was a very different signal to a lot of Bills fans of like, oh, we didn't have to overpay. Like he came here purely off the idea
of
here
on a 1 year deal of like, hey, this is probably the last time
Brown,
I got this.
Brown is super interesting, and I like I love that thought with him and with Elijah Moore because Greg Thompson, I cover one. I saw him tweet that out of kind of like the John Brown jump.
Yep.
If you look at John Brown's stats throughout his career, it was like, oh, he's a three. He's a really good three, great deep threat, got the speed to burn a defense. Good. And when the Bills got him, he was kind of considered like, oh, he'll be good. Cole Beasley, if you remember, he was sort of the one of like,
yeah,
he may not work.
And you know
what? But people in Dallas were like, actually, we love him.
But also, it's so low risk, though, that it doesn't have to work.
But then when Brown came to Buffalo, he effectively had to be their one. And you saw, well, maybe he's not a one. He's an exceptional two.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was they got him late in his career. With his skill set, what did they get him, 27, 28 years old?
Yep.
He quickly deteriorated. No fault of his own. It's just his skill set. You're getting Elijah Moore at 25 years old.
And the difference, though, is Moore does not have to work.
No, the
John Brown signing.
I am bullish
for
on
the
him.
Contract you gave him. It had to work.
Yeah, but I'm very bullish on Elijah Moore. I think he's a skill set you don't necessarily have, and he's this guy that can do so much for you. He can work in slot. He can work outside. They've added Joshua Palmer. I'm not saying the unit's perfect, and there could be some issues there as well. Curtis Samuel may never get off the ground, and we'll see how that ends up going. But I really like. I'm much happier with their wide receiver unit this year than I ever was last year. But we'll see. Let's go to the phones, though, real quick here before we bring in Sal Capaccio from One Bills Drive. Jim is up first today. Jim, how are we doing today?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So the way Allen plays, or I should say maybe the way the offense is set up, and the fact that he throws to so many different people, I don't think you're going to see wide receivers on the Bills getting 100 catches anymore. You know, they might get 50, they might get 60, but it's not going to be more than that. So, you know, if you want to make a statement that says your number one receiver gets, you know, 60 or 70 catches, that's fine. But to expect to have somebody like a Stephon Diggs on this team where he's getting 100 catches, that's not going to happen. So that's just my thought on it. I'll hang up and listen to you. Thanks.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for the call. I think you're absolutely right, too. I think you can honestly say it's a clean chapter end for Allen and or the Bills' career, where in that first iteration it was, yeah, we got the volume guy in Diggs, he's breaking a lot of records, it's great, and they're kind of trying to find that number two, where now we're into, I think, comfortably a second era because last year worked so much of going to be highly efficient, a lot of targets going to a lot of different guys, maybe a lot of different skill sets to get the most out of the receivers. I think that's right, though. The days maybe of having a 100-catch receiver might be behind us, but
now, at least for now.
Let's go to the Wester Hotline. Sal Capaccio joins us on this beautiful Tuesday morning as Bills OTAs get underway. Sal, how are we doing? How was your Memorial Day?
It was good. It is beautiful today. It is not as sunny as yesterday, but it is warm, warmer than yesterday here at One Bills Drive. I am standing, and I'm sure people who've been down here can get a picture here. I'm standing outside the Bills, like, ticket office, field house area, where literally to my right is current Highmark Stadium, to my left is new Highmark Stadium, and it's just fantastic, you know, going up and watching this thing, and it's really crazy to see kind of the difference in the size, obviously, as it's coming out of the ground. In the meantime, kind of reminds you, hey, you know, football season's right around the corner, and today we start OTAs. Memorial Day was great for me, guys. Got a chance to spend a little bit with my mom and family, and we had a good time, and now it's back to work here, OTAs this week and next week for the Bills, and then mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, it's a really fast-paced schedule here. Me and Derek were looking at it before we jumped on air today. Really, it's just July. It's the beginning part of July where there's not much going on. But at the end of July into August, we've got training camp. End of May into June, we've got a lot going on. But Sal, what should fans kind of expect from today? I know we're planning to hear from Sean McDermott at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting, Sean McDermott at 11 o'clock. So he'll just kind of run down and answer questions about, you know, whatever it might be with the Bills. And he might even tell us that Josh Allen's not here. I don't personally expect Josh Allen to be here today, guys, because this is right around the time he's having his wedding. It is voluntary, obviously. But, you know, if you want to get those things in, these things happen every year with guys. So that's my anticipation. We don't know that for sure right now. And part of the reason why I have that anticipation is I know tonight is the charity golf event for Josh Allen for Oshai Children's Hospital, 117 holes. And I don't believe he's here for it. So I'm guessing he won't be here today. But we'll find out a little bit more when Sean McDermott speaks to us. But anyway, that being said, I think that's a great opportunity this week, today, whenever it is, for guys like Mike White and Shane Buechele and, of course, Mitch Trubisky, you know, to get some run with the first-team offense. And today, what we can see, and we will be able to watch all of practice today. So what happens in OTAs, so you guys and everybody understands, we only get the media to watch one day each week. It's today and it's next Tuesday, but we get to watch the whole practice. But the team is on the field for 3 days each week, but we don't get those other days. So when we go out there, it's our first and only chance this week to watch. Now, prior to today, it was either phase one, just conditioning, or phase two. Now, in phase two, it was, okay, offense can line up in a huddle. They can run some plays at kind of like a half speed. You can't do anything against a defense. No one-on-one drills against offense, defense. That changes today, guys. They can do 7-on-7. They can do 11-on-11. There's no hitting, obviously, no pads. But now you can get drills. You can see DBs against the receivers. So that'll be an interesting and cool change.
And that's probably the big question I'm going to have throughout OTAs is going to be, well, how are the rookies going to end up slotting in here? Because it is a very talented class. It's a pretty well-hyped draft from what we talked about all throughout the offseason here, Sal, especially with the fact that they went heavily on the defensive side of the ball, in a particular defensive tackle, but also at defensive back. I'm very intrigued to see how Hairston or Strong or Hancock all end up slotting in here to try to fight for space on the roster.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, the rookies are going to be part of the story here, no doubt. Especially a guy like Max Hairston, who, you know, first round pick coming in for an open spot. You know, if you take a look around the rookies, Derek, how many spots are truly open for them to fight for to start, right? There's really depth spots for most of those guys. Jordan Hancock isn't going to start anywhere, but can he be the main backup nickel or the main backup safety? He's kind of very similar to Cam Lewis. Landon Jackson isn't going to start, you know, in front of Greg Rousseau or Joey Bosa, but can he be a main backup? You know, is he fighting with AJ Epenesa for that main backup job? Those are the questions. But Max Harrison's different. Max Harrison's fighting for a starting job on this team with Tre'Davious White, I would think, first and foremost, and then with Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram, that's going to be a real good fight. I also think the second-year player, a second-year player in Keon Coleman and a third-year player in Dalton Kincaid are the guys that we're going to be watching a lot throughout the this offseason. So today, right, what is Keon Coleman? Does he look – how about Dalton? Does Dalton look any bigger? Right. Remember what Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean talked about in getting bigger and stronger. Does he look any bigger? Can you tell? Did he put on muscle mass? How about Keon Coleman? You know, what does he look like out there after some of the comments that were made by Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean? So, granted, today is not the end all be all. Neither is next week. We still have a few weeks left here, but it is our first glimpse at some of these guys doing football things.
So I was going to ask you next about maybe some of the second-year guys to maybe look for. You brought up Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, a third-year guy too. I know somebody for me, though, that I've been curious about really this whole offseason because I want to see if the Bills really address the position in any meaningful way is Cole Bishop at safety. I mean, what are your thoughts on him going into year two?
Yeah, listen, if you guys remember, you go back to the draft, right? Remember draft morning? We talked about this morning, mm-hmm. Joe and I. Remember draft morning, you wake up, and all these national people had the Bills taking Malachi Starks?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, there was this big, oh my God, mm-hmm. safety, 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 safety. And I'll just say, I spent that whole day telling everybody they're not taking a safety. Now, you can argue all you want that Malachi Starks could be better than Cole Bishop or better than Taylor Rapp or whatever safety. It's just not the way the Bills are built or the way they operate. What the Bills do, and this is to your Cole Bishop point, they bring guys in here and they develop them at that position. Or they bring guys in who've been in the league for a few years. Cole Bishop's been with this team for over a year now. They believe he is ready to step up into a starting role, but he still has to prove that. So to me, it was never them going out, whether it was first round or second round. To me, they were never overdrafting Cole Bishop, and they were never overdrafting Taylor Rapp. If you listen to Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean talk at the Combine at the owners' meetings, the way they talk about Taylor Rapp and how, I mean, Sean McDermott basically compared him to Terrell Bernard of the secondary and said he's the guy that sets everything. And that should tell you what you need to know about how they feel about him. And then Cole Bishop, I will say, McDermott has said many times, hey, he's got to earn it. Like, we're not just going to hand it to him. But guys, they're going to give him every chance to earn it. So I agree with you. He is a really interesting guy to watch because they did sign Derek Forrest. Now, that is the type of player they like to bring in, a four-year player. He's been in a system. He was in Washington, similar system for a couple of years when Ron Rivera was there to what Sean McDermott runs. So he'll be familiar with that type of system. And obviously they re-signed Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin started, you know, pretty much, I mean, what I know he missed a couple of games, but he was their main starter last year. And I know that doesn't sit well with a lot of people thinking Damar Hamlin could be the starter, but these are the kinds of guys they like to have at that position. Guys that they know, guys that they trust, guys that they've developed. That's Cole Bishop. I agree with you. Cole Bishop is a really, really key. In fact, if I was going through like who are some of the more important Bills players this year, like Cole Bishop would be pretty high on my list because I think if he doesn't develop and step up into that player that they believe this year, then we could be having some serious questions about what's going on in the secondary as the year goes on, and maybe the defense doesn't get back to the level they want and need to get to. But if Cole Bishop can come in and play like I think they believe he can play and why they drafted him in the second round, then I think it could be a really, really solid secondary.
Sal Capaccio with us on the West Her Hotline as Bills OTAs begin today. Sal, OTAs are also, and I think we need to make sure that we make this abundantly clear, it is voluntary. There are going to be plenty of ways of excused absences. So you mentioned Josh Allen. He may not be there today, and that's, again, that's perfectly fine. The name that people will look at and overreact probably initially mm-hmm. is running back James Cook, who I'm suspecting at this point he's going to play the rest of the contract. There's not going to be any sort of holdout drama because he's not one that really likes drama. And I think that people are going to have to understand the learn and relearn the word voluntary today.
Good point on being voluntary and probably right about James Cook not being here. But we don't know that. We could step out there and I could step out there. And
if he's here, then that ends out all.
Practice starts in an hour. Yeah, right. I agree. If James Cook is there today, then it kind of settles all that. I will say, though, there's sometimes – Those things can happen where you have a little bit of good faith, but then it doesn't wind up working out, and then we've seen hold-ins at training camp. That's far down the road. And when you say you would anticipate he has a training camp, that's, I mean, that could be a very good assumption, Derek, but we don't know, right? We don't know what's going to happen
exactly
until you get to then. So, but for now, it is voluntary. And look, guys, just so fans know, to further your point, Derek, about being voluntary, every year there are several guys missing. Not a lot, but guys are missing. Again, maybe I don't think Josh Allen's going to be here today because of his wedding. There could be someone else who's not here today because of a wedding or a family matter or something else going on. You know, there are just things that happen in life. I remember last year, Rasul Douglas wasn't here for pretty much all of voluntary workouts. And you could say, well, and he's not on the team now. I don't think it had anything to do with it. But, you know, sometimes guys, veterans, they've been in the league, they're like, hey, I work out on my own. I have my routine. I'll be there when I need to be there. I know what my body needs. You get a lot of different reasons. So I would not read much into it. Now, that said, would you love 100% attendance? Of course. Would the coaches love 100% attendance? Of course. We'll hear from Sean McDermott. We'll see if he offers any on that. Now, I will tell everybody that we don't get official attendance from the team today. And they're not going to say, and if a guy is here and he's not practicing, we don't necessarily get like official word why. Like, oh, he's got some sort of injury he's dealing with. We're holding him out. That doesn't happen. So today, when the media watches, it's on us to take attendance kind of and see it. And then we can, you know, let everybody know who we saw and who we didn't see.
All right, Sal. We'll be having our ears to the ground waiting for Sean McDermott to get to the podium. But thank you so much. Enjoy the day.
You got it, guys. And we'll have a lot more coverage for everybody over on X at Sal Sports.
Thank you, Sal. We'll talk again soon. That okay, was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. Again, Bills head coach Sean McDermott coming up at, we believe, around 11 a.m. with practice starting at 11:30. We think it's going to be pretty close to on time, but we do have to take our first time out. We've already heard from Jim, 803-0550, the number to call. Want to talk Bills wide receivers? Always happy to do that. But also, I put this question to Twitter. As we mentioned Cole Bishop there, which of the Bills' second-year players do you think needs to take the biggest leap forward for this upcoming season for the Bills to get over the mountaintop? Zach Jones.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's Derek Kramer. Again, taking your calls 803-0550. This is WGR.
They told you what they think of Keon Coleman by their approach at receiver this offseason. They drafted him at 33. They're expecting him to be a bona fide starter, somebody that they can rely upon. The guy that we saw in that Seattle game and that stretch of games for about 3 weeks is what they're hoping to see over the course of a 17-game schedule. If he turns into that, I think that lessens the importance on Dalton Kincaid taking a huge step.
There was Matt Parrino last week with our morning host, Jeremy White, Bills beat reporter at Syracuse.com, and host of the Shout podcast with Ryan Talbot. Talking there on a going to be second-year wide receiver for the Bills, Keon Coleman. I agree with everything Matt said there, with the few additions the Bills made at wide receiver for, I think, also kind of going back to defending Keon, even after like somewhat of the they were a little bit more aggressive on him to start the offseason, Derek. They were a little bit more, you know, we needed more out of him, didn't really handle the injury well, all that. But by, you know, the end of the quote-unquote offseason, heading to draft year, they're like, guys, he was 21. Like, you know, like he's a young guy. He's getting there.
It's that both things can be true.
Absolutely, and I think both things are true.
And it's how they're operating. Mm-hmm. Both things are true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would have liked to see more, and he really, like, it was really discouraging post-injury. But yeah, he's still only 21.
Yep.
Both of these things are facts. And it's perfectly fine to acknowledge it as such, and their actions spoke louder than any words could have. Also, it was because it was a poor wide receiver draft class.
It was not going to get a draft class where you're sitting there going, damn the torpedoes, damn the needs, we got to get this guy.
Oh my God, I remember being annoyed throughout draft weekend about that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I still like Jalen Royals.
I know.
I want to just say that now. I liked him a lot.
I know, but you got me on a soapbox on a Saturday for no reason. It is interesting, though, the premise that you want to go on about with the second-year players. And it really does come down to a lot of people will say either Coleman or Bishop.
I think those are the two answers.
It is the two answers, mm-hmm. really. It's not like someone's coming up here and saying, I think Daquan Hardy needs to have an incredible second year.
Right, yeah.
It's not a common answer. It's not going to be a common answer. And if someone says it, well, you know what? I dedicate your
someone to have the bravery to say Cedric Van Pran Granger.
But at the same time, I don't mind that.
No.
They don't need that mm-hmm. from him right now because they have center taken care of. McGovern is there comfortably right now for the year. That said, yeah, I guess preseason, it would be nice for him to look a little better, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, major point being, I'm with you. The Buffalo Bills can survive Keon Coleman being below average this year. And when I say that, I do mean that in these exact words. They can survive if Coleman's below average. The everybody eats mantra will allow for there to be less of a spotlight on a wide receiver. And if Coleman does not play up to snuff, for example, they have enough players there that they can actually survive that. And the offense could still do what it does. Would it be better to have Coleman playing really well? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but the Bills can get up his receptions to like 60 and he's like 800 yards, 7 touchdowns.
But the Bills can get away with it if it mm-hmm. doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot get away with Cole Bishop being below average.
No, because I look at the Bills team
last
year.
And he had a lot
year.
More of a rough introduction mm-hmm. to the National Football League than Keon Coleman did.
He did. I look, though, at last year's team, and we're just going off of base stats here. The Bills were second in points per game on offense at 30.9, excuse me. And that was with Keon Coleman in the second half of the year, really not looking like what we were seeing him develop into.
Right.
Partially due to the injury. Amari Cooper having moments, flashes, and in some ways expanding the offense and allowing everyone to breathe, kind of everyone being able to do what they wanted to
yes.
do. Mac Hollins leading them in touchdown catches.
Yes.
And ultimately they still...
A signing that a lot of people were, quite frankly, let's call it what it was, people were mad about that.
Yeah. And were just straight up kind of in the anticipation of...
People were mad about Mac Hollins starting the wide receiver room.
That's what it was. It was more him starting because initially it was like, oh, it's just Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's a guy we're bringing to camp.
It's and a guy then that might, became, may or may oh, not no. make it yeah. and probably will because of special teams. Mm-hmm. No. And people were legitimately mad that he was starting.
Yep.
And he led the team in touchdowns.
Led the team in touchdowns. He actually was a really good all-around wide receiver for them because he was a very big guy, good blocker, the whole thing. But they still were able to average 30.9 points per game in that run. Along with that, and I think this is a year-long, this is a years-long thing, it's the defense for me. The defense, and I've continued to say this, does not have the pop players I think they need. They don't have to have a bunch of Hall of Famers or Pro Bowlers. But they've got to have a few game-breaking type players on that defense to get by. Last year, they were 11th in the NFL in terms of points against, 21.6. It's not awful, but by the time you got to the playoffs, a Chiefs team that couldn't score 30 points all year...
Finally did it.
...marched up and down the field against you. And in part, especially when you look at McDermott defenses, yes, corner played into that, but what's been the quarterback, what's been the safety blanket of the Bills' defenses?
The back end.
It's been the back end. It's been the safety tandem. It's been the fact that you have Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde there for, what, 6 years? And they basically didn't miss any games. And to further that point, the Bills also know how important that is. Safety is not a position you necessarily want to jump into the first round to do it. You really don't.
I will
you
say,
want to get elite athletes maybe, but thanks, you don't always need to do that.
Thanks, Baltimore Ravens, for taking Malachi Starks out of the equation entirely, by the way. Really appreciate that.
Love that. But when they drafted Cole Bishop in the second round, there was that feeling. I think we all knew that, hey, he's got to start soon. Maybe not right away, but soon. And he's got to be a playmaker for him. He's got to be the quarterback on the back end.
Especially because of when he was drafted last year. It was a widely coveted and celebrated pick, not just for Bills fans and Bills faithful, but NFL draft pundits loved that selection.
Yes.
They were like, this is a really good player that you're getting in the second round, a player that will eventually start for them at safety.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually is going to turn into probably now.
Yeah.
Mostly because can the Bills survive another year of Rapp and Hamlin being the tandem?
And
That's a lot harder of a question to answer.
And I said it during draft time. I think no.
If I go out on the sidewalk and take a nice walk, it's a beautiful day. I see someone in a Bills hat and I go, what do you think the Bills can survive more? A bad season from Coleman or a bad season from Bishop? And when I say bad season, there's a different measure to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned how they could survive players being below average versus not. And I already pointed out that they could survive Coleman being below average and not Bishop. Now, if I say bad season, the context becomes...
It changes.
Coleman on a bad season's wide receiver, what, 4 or 5?
Mm-hmm.
Bishop is no longer your starting safety if he's bad. And you're relying on the tandem of Rapp and Hamlin again.
Who I think a lot of people are really down on, maybe even both. Hamlin, I know a lot of people are like, come on, let's not do this again.
And that's exactly what it would be. Enough people would hear that and go, oh, great, I'm not thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, they really were surviving with the safety tandem. And there were games where, like, if Taylor Rapp ended up hitting somebody, it was a teammate in a friendly fire thing.
Yeah.
Taron Johnson in the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Rapp gets himself hurt, as a matter of fact. Like, he's a very aggressive player that will miss games eventually. So you need Bishop to be good enough to where if and when that happens with Rapp and his physicality does get the better of him, that Hamlin will be able to start next to Bishop and it will be fine.
Yep.
If Cole Bishop is the second best safety on this roster, and it's not fair to him. He's a second round player. The expectations shouldn't be as heavy.
But you're on a Super
Bowl. And it's year two.
Yeah, but you're on a Super Bowl hopeful roster.
That's the huge but that's in the way here. Mm-hmm. It's not fair to Bishop in that sense. That there was really no better contingency plan, I think, in place. Fair or not, it is the National Football League. And this happens to a lot of players in a lot of places around the league.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not step up, they will replace you the next year and not blink twice.
And we, and I don't think you said it on air, but we talked about it off air too. It's like if Bishop doesn't hit, Malachi Starks wasn't a thing this year. He might be next year.
It would be next year. Yep. Immediately the first thing in concern. Again, it is a cruel business. A player will get replaced and a team will not blink twice. That is the cruel nature of the business, and it is one that often does not get stated enough.
Yeah.
Teams will move on. It will be heartless. And that's it. Like, the Bills moving on from Kyrie Elam. And many may say it was a year too late. But even then, that was what, year three of Kyrie Elam?
Yeah.
And you were already off the roster. After 3 years.
And that's,
and that's a first-round pick.
Elam was off the roster, but let's be honest, in year three, it was already kind of a done deal.
Right.
We're done. We're moving on. Not saying this – and like you said, it's at a bad year from Bishop. But we could get to that point, too, where it's like, okay, Bishop's not part of the plan's future or present. We're moving on. And I think that's –
And Derek Forrest also will have a say in this equation.
High-end athlete who maybe was in a bad system in Washington last year.
Ready? Say there's a good season. From Bishop. And Derek Forrest proves to ultimately be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out of consideration.
No.
Like, yeah, Taylor Rapp started all throughout last year. Or so did DeMar Hamlin. They could go in with an entirely new safety tandem this year if those two pan out to as projected. And that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to complain about that.
Nobody would complain about that at all. If last year's starting safety tandem turns into the backups... That's amazing at that point.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have at that point.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Tom tweets in, number one, Keon Coleman. Number two, Cole Bishop. Brian also agrees on this. Hands down, Keon. If he's not what he was drafted to be, then the wide receiver room is just like last year before Cooper got here. I don't totally agree on that because of the addition of Palmer and this is me personally, Elijah Moore. I think there is more.
There's more numbers
in the cookie jar. There's more numbers. And I think that's where the Bills could survive Keon not doubling his reception total, not hitting like 7-8 touchdowns next year, what have you. I think they can survive it. I think with Cole Bishop, we're all of a sudden down to Forrest and Hamlin and Rapp, and that room looks – and safety room should not be as deep as wide receiver rooms. I agree.
But it should be better.
But it should be better, and immediately just with those four names, there's already this concern of maybe they do need to add another safety anyways.
Why do you think the Bills are getting mocked Malachi Starks left, right, and center on Wednesday night before the draft?
Or realistically, why is Hancock already going to be kind of moved to safety? There's already that feeling they might have to add one anyways. I don't think the Bills believe that at wide receiver, even if Keon Coleman doesn't take that second-year leap we're all hoping for. And then Bills chat tweets in, Keon Coleman, the Bills firmly planted their flag in the, quote, he's going to be very good for us, end quote, camp when they did very little at wide receiver this offseason. That I kind of agree with, though. They really only added Josh Palmer. I'm much bigger on the Elijah Moore thing. I think that's going to pop. But I do think that is right where they also believe he will be good enough anyways. I think, though, there's just enough numbers that they'll be fine without it. Because there is also the Curtis Samuel effect where he had turf toe, which is ultimately a tear in his foot. It's a bad phrasing for an injury. I know Eric Wood brings it up on pregame for Bills all the time. Khalil Shakir is still there. Obviously, I brought up Palmer. That's more the thing. It's Beans constantly bringing up Josh Palmer as like the big addition. That's where I think they're okay if Keon doesn't pop, because I think they believe Palmer is going to be a sneaky big addition for them.
It's funny you bring up the general manager.
It's less on Coleman. I think it's more on Palmer.
It's funny you bring up the general manager. Keon might also need to have, like, I might start leaning a little bit, mostly because the general manager made it very public.
Well, yes.
About wide receiver.
Just a hair.
So, for his sake, I do think that Keon does need to have a better year, too. Does it have to be more impactful than Bishop's step up? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But those people saying Coleman, now I'm understanding a little bit more. They're not necessarily wrong, because the clapback to the general manager will be very loud if Coleman struggles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think both. I think both.
But the clapback turns very interesting if the general manager paraded around a victory tour and there are no victories to be held.
Andrew also tweets in, Keon, he's the only significant investment Bean has made at wide receiver since Diggs. Josh needs pass catchers he can rely on. All he has is Shakir. Which, in terms of pass catchers that you know you can rely on, well, yeah, Cooper's gone and Matt Collins is gone. Now it's Shakir. Curtis Samuel did really well at the end of last year, but for most of the year was a struggle. Keon showed flashes, but kind of fell apart a little bit due to the injury. I can understand it. I think for me with Bishop, the defense is what needed help, and the defense needs to get better on the back end. And Bishop,
and he was right about that.
And Bishop was a second round pick last year, along with Keon Coleman. We'll talk a little bit more on this as we continue on today. I also want to touch on the Bandits, but we do have to take our time out now as we are expecting Bills head coach Sean McDermott to speak at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? No big deal. You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, wrapping up hour number one here in relative short time. Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, to speak with the media coming up next, as he will be with the media for a little bit before the Bills got to practice about 11:30. So I'd imagine Sean might be a little short and sweet today, ready for that as a possibility. And it's also just like, you know, I'm just ready to get back to work. You know, hey, how's it going? Couple questions. All right, I'm out. And
how many questions do you think he gets on the Tush Push?
Seven.
That's going to be most of his time. That's tough. That's tough. Over, under, 5.5, over.
Yeah, right, no. Well. I think there's only time for like one.
Is it the first question? The first real question outside of like,
that's
hey,
a better question.
How you guys doing the
that's
whole thing?
That's a better way to frame it. When does the Tush Push question happen? And I think it's going to be the fourth. Right in the middle.
Second or third.
I think he's going to get seven questions, and the fourth one's going to be Tush Push.
I'll go third. It's going to be early. There's no way.
He was kind of the face of it
That's why. And it was not banned. I want to know.
I don't want it to be first.
No, because that sets a bad tone for the rest of the interview.
Media pool, you have one job right now. Just don't ask that first. That's all I ask of you.
I think it sets a bad tone. Because then all of a sudden, it might be a little like aggressive. He might get defensive. I don't know. You started off with, how
I know
you
Sal's,
doing?
I know Sal's not asking that as the first question. You want to know what? Sal, get on it.
Get on it.
Get aggressive. Post out.
One of the first questions might be like, hey, we saw like you and your son were at the Pirates game like
Sal,
last week.
Sal, box out. Make sure that the Tush Push is not the first question. I need it.
I need a fourth. I need a third. Just not first.
I need it apparently for my sanity. So we're going to find out. We'll find out coming up next as Sean McDermott is to speak with the media, estimated at 11 o'clock, give or take a couple minutes here, but we'll find out on the other side. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt on the board producing. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.